This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hammer time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortese, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortese. Call
Cortese, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. It's Dominic Cortese with you in studio with a special guest today, something I've never done. I've invited a customer to come in and sit, not only to experience the show, but to give us his perspective of what it's like to deal with a contractor. And we always think about the equation being a dance, you know, between a homeowner and a contractor. And we thought this might be a great topic. And Robert Tom is our guest today. Hey, Robert.
Good morning, Dominic. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for suggesting the idea and for coming up with some talking points. And it's a great topic that I actually should be doing more of.
Absolutely. And to your point, it is a little bit of a dance, and sometimes you have to let the other person lead once in a while.
Very well said. Very well said. So Robert has some extra time on his hands these days since he's just recently retired from Fisher-Price. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You had a long career there. And I was fascinated always by your job. But just give the audience a little preview as to what you did there.
I'm an engineer by trade and by practice. And I worked a lot in the new product development area, focused on developing prototypes and stuff. So I'm a very hands-on person, as you can imagine.
Yeah. Were you involved with the prototypes? Were you involved with testing them as well?
Sure, a little bit of that, mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm. Yep, getting feedback, yep.
So do you miss it at all?
I do. It's a great company, great bunch of people. And needless to say, it's a super brand. It's been around forever and will be.
Right, yeah. So what we're going to do today is kind of, unpack what we did for Robert and the process of what he went through in choosing us. And then we'll walk through the process of the project that we did for him. And, you know, we've kind of kept in touch, and it's been a couple years. And it's just kind of nice to be able to have a customer turn into a friend.
Absolutely.
Yep. And you can participate if you'd like by sharing your contractor stories, if you'd like, in the number 803-0930. You can text us on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board with that same number, 803-0930. You can also call us if you're outside Buffalo on our toll-free line, which is 1-800-616-WBEN. You can also access us via Facebook Live, where we're broadcasting there as well. You can write your questions in there. And certainly, you can always email hammertime@cortese.net. And when you have an opportunity to check out the Cortese website, you'll see everything we do, which includes room additions, kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina, custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, our small projects division, and of course our cooking school. July 11th, Monday's class is sold out. We'll be filming for Hammer Time TV on Monday. The next class is August the 8th, Tuscan Treasures. Crostini and Tuscan bread, peachy handmade Tuscan spaghetti with wild boar ragu, panzanella bread salad. That's the August 8th menu, Tuscan Treasures. Go to Cortese.net and check out under the Come Home to Cortese Cooking School drop-down menu there, and you'll see your opportunity to register. After the August 8th class, we have the September 12th class, Picante Calabria, spicy foods from the South, eggplant parmigiana, Calabrian chili peppers, and certain dishes. And we're making gelato on September the 12th as well. So that's all coming up on the Cooking School, and we'd love to have you be part of that. Check it out again at Cortese.net. I also want to make sure I mention that this weekend, the 10th, Sunday, tomorrow, is the first of our series of concerts at the Clarence Town Park, where I'm your MC. It's a goodwill offering for a wonderful concert of orchestra music and our conductor, Nick Del Bello. It's in the Clarence Town Park on Main Street in Clarence. It starts at 7 p.m. Bring your lawn chair and your snacks and beverages and relax and enjoy a wonderful concert in the Clarence Town Park. That's tomorrow at 7 p.m. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Kenton and say good morning to Santo. Santo Tomasine is the manager of the Kenton, Delaware, and Sheridan branch, soon to be shifting to the Clarence branch. And we'll learn about that when we say good morning to Santo. How are you?
Doing well. Good morning, Dominic.
Good. You know, so the big move is coming where Gabriel is kind of stepping into another role, and you're stepping in to the Clarence branch.
Yeah, I'm excited for the opportunity there. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, we'll be making that switch.
Okay, so in the meantime, you're still at Kenton. And in the meantime, Santo, we still have available the 2.5% fixed for 12 months home equity line of credit with zero cost, zero application fee, zero appraisal fee, no closing costs whatsoever, no mortgage taxes. That is ongoing at Lakeshore.
Yes, it is. It's a great product, great opportunity for customers to take advantage of that equity that they've built in their home.
Now, when we talk about equity, we talk about the gap between a home's value and what you owe on it. That's your equity. Lakeshore will loan you against a percentage of that.
Correct. Depending on certain stipulations, go from anywhere from 80 to 90% of that equity you have.
Now, the only real plus that came out of COVID was our homes are worth more, so why not tap that extra equity and roll it back into your house, especially if you've tried to relocate and it's found it impossible to do that. Now is a great chance and a great opportunity for you to tap your equity and improve your home.
I couldn't agree more. I'd welcome anyone to give us a call to talk about it. We'll talk through the process and see what makes sense for them.
Now, Santo, tell me, is it true that mortgage rates are actually slid back a little?
Yeah, they actually have. Our 30-year right now is at 5.25%, which is a bit of a drop over the last few weeks.
That's really remarkable when we, you know, in this rate environment where rates are, you know, they're threatening again with another Fed increase, but yet mortgage rates are not quite responding with that increased rate. Why do you think that is?
To be honest, I couldn't really give a correct answer on that. I don't want to speculate, but Lakeshore will still be competitive with matching and being close to competitors' rates in the area to make sure we're leading the standard there for giving competitive rates.
There you go. That's really what it's all about. Lakeshore Savings Bank, been around for 131 years, and Santo Tomasine, the manager of the Kenton branch, now moving soon to the Clarence branch. Gabriel has a new role. We'll talk about that in the weeks ahead, what Gabe's new role is. But in the meantime, you're at the Kenton branch, and give us the phone number there.
It is 716-898-2010.
And repeat that for us.
716-898-2010.
For 131 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners. CMP has a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare in Western New York. On Senior Radio Buffalo, we'll be bringing you vital information from the doctors of Catholic Medical Partners to help you find a higher standard of care and a resounding voice for your healthcare needs.
Hi, it's Linda again, here to recommend SAS Shoes and Orthotics. It's time to get rid of your foot, back, and knee pain with expertly made American footwear. And now enjoy their spring sale with $15 off sandals and selected shoes. Love your feet again in stylish SAS shoes at Transitown Plaza. And take advantage of their spring sale on now. Also, listen in as we talk to experts from People Inc. as they share information on the many programs People Inc. has to offer. People Inc. has programs to help seniors and all people become contributing and active members in their communities. Learn about these programs and more by listening to Senior Radio Buffalo Saturday mornings at 11.
My good friends at Big L Windows and Doors want to invite you to stop into their showroom on William Street in Cheektowaga, right alongside the thruway, and check out the Marvin window line and the Therma-Tru door line. All on display there at Big L. They'll help you with your selection. They'll come to the house and measure. They'll arrange for the installation so you can enjoy carefree and beautifully easy to care for windows from Big L Windows and Doors with their total trust guarantee. If you ever have a problem, they'll come out. They'll take care of it for you. That's what it's all about at Big L. You can visit them online at biglwindows.com or call at 895-8484 or again, stop in 2727 William Street in Cheektowaga and be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Life is love. Laughter. Memories. What we gather and what we leave behind. At Emigon, we help friends and family come together to share stories, laughter, love, and support. Emigon. Celebrating life.
Hi, my name is Joe with House to Home Investing. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at 716-502-DEAL. I pay cash and close fast. I'm looking for houses in any condition, any price range, anywhere in Western New York. Sell for cash and sell it fast with House to Home Investing. I'll buy your home any condition, any reason. Call me today at 716-502-DEAL. 716-502-DEAL. Online at h2hwny.com. That's h2hwny.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. When you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done properly. Call Ava Roofing today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There is no need to get stressed out, folks, about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement, 343-ROOF. That's 343-7663. Give them a call or go to avaroofing.com. You can book your appointment right there. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Stop. Hammer Time. 10:18 is the time on WBEN. You've got Dominic Cortese, and this is Hammer Time Radio. My guest in studio is Robert Tom. You don't know him because he's a customer. And we did an audition for him a couple years ago. And let's set the stage, Robert, for our discussion. By the way, if you'd like to participate on this in this talk, give us a call in studio at 803-0930. You were pretty particular and detail-oriented. I think that's your nature, if you don't mind me saying so.
No, it's a compliment. Thank you.
And so you were very fastidious in your process of shopping, and I'd like to spend the first part of our discussion talking about how you orchestrated the shopping side of the equation when you were choosing us.
Sure. So I took a look at a bunch of different contractors, took approach of the small contractor and then the more established contractors like Cortese, and when I came down to it, I started getting some estimates. And as I thought through it, because I have an older home, I like to call it my goofy little house.
Mm-hmm. It's a great house.
Yeah, thank you very much. It just had a lot of things added onto it. So I knew inherently there'd be a lot of challenges, mm-hmm. you know, with the home. And as I went through the process, it became clear I needed to get the right contractor for the job who had the experience that I expected.
Just to interrupt you on that whole point about when you call your house goofy, one of the things that was odd about it is that you have multiple levels. And when you have a multiple level home, the challenge is the adaptation of mostly the infrastructure, you know, the heating and the plumbing into that goofiness.
Right, right. Yeah, the house is designed, you know, obviously 80 years ago to be a certain size. And just by expanding it, you just change the whole footprint and all the challenges with the HVAC, with right. the roof line, all that kind of stuff makes it that much more challenging. And knowing that, having gone through a number of improvements to the house already, I knew that I would run into things that I probably would not anticipate. So I felt more comfortable with a contractor that had more experience, more resources to go to. So when I came to those issues, which I did have mm-hmm. existing issues that needed to be resolved before we went to the construction, it would be resolved quickly and properly.
So what you're talking about is kind of what relates to the things that we ran into with removing the deck and the conditions that existed on the house as to the fact that it was so low to grade and that there was some rotting that we couldn't see
right.
that was all hidden from the from vision.
Right. The sill was gone. That mm-hmm. needed to be replaced. That needed to be shored up. And because I'm not an expert, but I'm just the average homeowner who watches a lot of home improvement shows.
But you ask good questions, though.
Oh, thank you. That's the engineer. That's training yes. inside of me just yes. to try to understand things. And your team was great in answering all my questions. You know, they were very patient, which is part of the interview process, too, because mm-hmm. it establishes a level of confidence and competence. But going through that, I knew that it needed to be replaced, whereas my thought was if I, one, had not seen that or if it wasn't recognized by one of the workers, that it could have been covered up.
Right.
And then if it gets covered up, then it's a huge problem later.
So the complexity that you identified even before our work began was based on your thinking through to the process, and that's one of the criteria you used for choosing us.
Yeah, absolutely. I knew that Cortez had the resources and experience with having done so many other jobs in the area. And great way to find out about that is just talk to the people of the town, and yeah. they can tell you that, oh, yeah, this particular contractor has worked in a number of different projects in the area, so familiar with the type of construction gave me a little bit of confidence.
We didn't tell the audience yet what kind of room we built for you.
Oh, it was, if you can picture a house perfectly rectangular, and then I had another addition, and it made it kind of L-shaped. The addition kind of squared it out and again had to match multiple roof lines. So it was, in addition to a family room, basically large enough that it would be one large first floor master mm-hmm. Bedroom potentially. There was a bathroom, a full bath in there too,
right.
A rather large one. And so you had a lot going on in a relatively small space. So you had electrical, some mechanical, and also obviously a lot of plumbing.
What we find typically from my perspective on, you know, the whole dance we're talking about is so often we're judged by our price. And I encourage homeowners to not dismiss the cost, but put it second to, and in your case especially, you know, if you were driven by cost, you could have been in a real calamity with who would have done your job because of its complexity.
Oh, absolutely. You know, price and cost are not the same. Price and value are not the same. If I had gone with a small firm that, you know, may have been appreciably less, I knew that they probably would not have been able to handle the project to my satisfaction. You know, a small mom and pop organization, if you will, may not have the people to be able to provide the service, the follow-up, and the experience to be able to do the job to my satisfaction, because I frequently inspected the work regularly, provided the feedback, and always got a quick response. A smaller contractor may not give that attention.
Mm-hmm. What we've been running into a lot of lately as well is uninsured or underinsured tradesmen that don't have the right coverages. And in some cases, we're seeing tradesmen hiring other people to work with them, and there's an insurance gap there as well. So the whole insurance component is another thing that is often overlooked.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was one of my other thoughts, too, was not knowing what the contractor would encounter with the house, having the confidence knowing that if there was an issue, that contractor was fully insured, taken care of, and I wouldn't have to worry about it, versus a smaller mom-and-pop contractor organization may not have that coverage.
Another thing that we see is the use of the word allowance. And it's used to connote to a homeowner that an item is covered in the cost analysis. However, it may not be an accurate number. So the consequence from that is that there's a shortage in the budget built in purposely so the bid looks good, to be lower than it actually ends up being. So guaranteed pricing is where I'm going with my point.
Right, exactly, yeah. When I looked at other quotes, I did see that allowance. And when I started digging into the details, more often than not, I would have exceeded that. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not a very fancy person. These were just good products that I wanted in there, and those allowances just didn't cover it.
There you go.
It artificially kept the number low.
Right. So, okay, keep going with the process. I know I've interrupted you a few times, but so you started the shopping.
Yeah. So I started the shopping, and then, as part of my evaluation, I took a look at, social media. Had a small component, but a component, the Better Business Bureau. I looked at the reviews, but more notably, while I looked at the reviews, I looked at how the contractor responded to those reviews, how mm-hmm. professional they were, mm-hmm. and then it helped me put it into context what the concern was by the individual who posted it. In some cases, some larger contractors were, I would say, a little less professional about responding to other customers than the contractors that I thought were more suitable, that would follow up on things for me, after the project was done.
As time has gone on with, potential for someone to comment on social media, we have, started to see this kind of man behind the curtain, mindset where people are not really, in some cases, using their real name, or they're just using an abbreviation of their name, and they're, who knows who they are? I mean, it may not even be real, and they're making, possibly false comment. So you really have a hard time justifying the reality of a social comment.
Yeah, it's funny. I noticed that a couple of times that you have to be careful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
for
you got to
sure.
read between the lines.
Yeah, you have to put it within context, in like what you would see in Amazon. You'd have to make sure that it was a verified user or customer, within some context. And when I looked at some of those reviews, again, I looked at how the contractor responded to them. And those that the contractor acknowledged that it was a legitimate posting and resolved the issue, I was impressed.
Mm-hmm.
In other cases, I noticed that the contractor acknowledged the post, but was quite aggressive, saying, "Well, this was your fault."
Yeah,
so
see.
I go, "Oh, I don't know if I want to do business with that contractor."
Because it's a confrontational kind of, relationship then.
Exactly. And if they wanted to be that open about it in their posts, just imagine, when you're trying to resolve something during the job, how difficult
exactly.
that might be.
So there you go, back to the dance.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And so as I went through the process, I narrowed it down, and it got down to, the clarity of the quote, as well as an important piece was service after the fact being the warranty.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're spending a lot of money on your home, and your home is an investment, and you want the confidence to have a written warranty, a statement that the contractor will correct any issues that are found that they're responsible for. Just you'd want a written warranty on your automobile, on a new automobile. Why wouldn't you do it for a house?
Right. But again, the wherewithal of the contractor to write a warranty is second to him honoring and showing up to actually affect what might need a warranty repair.
Yeah, exactly right. It's delivering on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
803-0930. I would love to have you be part of this discussion as we speak with a customer of Cortese Construction, Robert Tom, about his experience in shopping for his home renovation. And we're going to get into more of that discussion. Anything else that you want to add and a question you have for anything around the house, 803-0930. Outside the 716, toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. It's time for the bottom of the hour news break. We're back with more right after this.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson. Here's what's happening. Buffalo police released body cam footage of the high-speed chase and officer-involved shooting that took place back on March 29th.
We're out here today because the district attorney held a press conference the other day where he cleared all officers in the use of their deadly physical force, the use of their firearms. What that does for us at this point is it allows us to continue our internal probe. We began our internal investigation right off the bat, but we are prevented from interviewing officers until the district attorney has cleared the criminal probe. Now that that's done, we have expedited that process. We'll be interviewing officers and completing our internal probe.
That's Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia. The footage release shows multiple angles of how the incident unfolded and the actions of police officers as it eventually came to an end at the corner of Fillmore Avenue and East Ferry Street. More from Friday's body cam footage release is available at WBEN.com. And Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown has announced the appointment of two new attorneys to fill openings on the Buffalo City Court bench. Judge Samuel Davis fills the vacancy created by the appointment of Judge Jahar Pridgen as Chief Judge of Buffalo City Court, while Judge Gary Wilson fills the spot previously held by Judge Betty Calvo-Torres, who was appointed to the New York State Court of Claims by Governor Kathy Hochul. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson.
So how do you increase the value of your home? Well, one of the ways is you update your bathroom. It's Dominic here, and when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my good friends at Twin City Glass. Twin City offers beautiful glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City have been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Call Twin City Glass at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. See for yourself by stopping in to their showroom in Willitzer Park and tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing way up on that ladder? You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, I'm trying to unclog these gutters.
That's smart. I had water damage from my gutters last year. It cost me $10,000.
Wait, $10,000?
Yeah, and from over here, it looks like water's been pouring over your clogged gutters, and it's probably doing real damage to your foundation. You need to do what I did. Get off the ladder and call Leaf Filter.
Yeah, but I need to get these gutters flowing now.
That's why you need to call Leaf Filter. They'll clean and realign your gutters and install their exclusive micro-mesh screen system so nothing gets in your gutters except water.
So Leaf Filter protects my house from damage and means no more gutter cleaning for me?
Bingo! Plus Leaf Filter has an industry-leading lifetime warranty, so your gutters are covered for life.
Thanks, Frank. I'm calling Leaf Filter today.
Don't go another day with your home unprotected. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com for your free gutter inspection. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com right now for an extra 15% savings. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com. That's 1-844-300-LEAF. Leaf.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear, starting with a new garage door. Yep, they got those. They can fix your door too if it's broken. How about an epoxy floor like I've got? Just love it. So easy to clean up and organizing your garage too with cabinetry and slat wall, all available at Gorilla Garage Gear. And right now, folks, I've got some discounts for you. If you buy a new door, you'll save $100 on that door. If you buy a new door and you combine it with an epoxy floor, well, guess what? That discount grows to $300. And if you do all three, a new door, a new floor, and storage, it's a whopping $500 discount. It pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio. Here's their number, 716-715-6927, 715-6927, online, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
We're getting back to life, back to the office, parties, sporting events, but now it's also time to consider your health. Hi, I'm Dr. Candace Johnson, President and CEO of Roswell Park. If you've waited to schedule your cancer screening, delayed your doctor's appointments, and have been ignoring that lingering symptom that is just not right, or you've been diagnosed with cancer, it's important to have a plan. Catching cancer early is the key to surviving this disease. If you're due for a colonoscopy or mammogram, or a lung, prostate, or cervical cancer check, don't put it off any longer. Too many of these life-saving screenings have been missed over the last 2 years. If you're one of them, it's time to catch up. Please don't wait until it's too late. Now is the time to get checked out and add that cancer screening to your summer calendar. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, Roswell Park is here for you.
Do you need a cancer screening? Find out at roswellpark.org/backtohealth.
Hey folks, do you know how to instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? Well, I can tell you. Natural light and fresh air, that's how. And there's a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there is only one place to go. Those in the know, go Lenco. Fresh air skylights from Velux offer natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. They're not only going to brighten up your home, they're good for your health too. And Lenco can help you with Velux skylight options to suit every budget. Just choose the one that's right for you. Then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Velux. Find out more about Velux skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com. Stop into Seneca Street, Sheridan Drive, or Kenton, Delaware, and Sheridan. Tell them Dominic sent you. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Hammer time.
10:36 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortese. My guest in studio is a customer of Cortese Construction, Robert Tom, and we're talking about the whole dance between a homeowner and a contractor and what you need to look for in choosing a contractor that's right for you. Goes beyond the price, has a lot to do with the complexity of your job, and that kind of magical spark that develops in your relationship between you and your contractor. To the phones we go at 803-0930. Ed in Buffalo, good morning. You're on WEN.
Thanks for taking my call. Dominic, I like what you're talking about, and you got a great customer there.
Yes, he is.
But I'm confused when it comes to insurance coverage because it's driving me nuts. A truck will pull up to the house, and it's licensed and insured. Well, what does licensed and insured mean?
That's a great question, Ed.
It's more specific in the contract, and I want to know where in the contract a person should look.
So, depending on where you live, there are within our region, there are several different licenses that we need to maintain. The city of Buffalo has a license. The city of Tonawanda has a license. The city of Lackawanna has a license. The town of Tonawanda has a license. But there's not many other licenses around. So the other piece to the puzzle is proper insurance. A lot of building departments will issue a permit based on your insurance certificate. When you're hiring somebody for work in your home, you have the right to ask for proof of insurance, and you have the right to actually be named as additionally insured on the insurance certificate, where you can analyze the insurance levels. That's important for you to know how much insurance the contractor has. In some towns, they won't give you a permit if you don't have the right levels of insurance. There's another little caveat to this, though, and that is with compensation insurance, workers' comp. A sole proprietor does not need workers' compensation insurance. We, as a general contractor with multiple employees, have coverage for each of our employees. The sole proprietor has no coverage for even himself. So if he injures himself in your home, you could be liable. What we typically see, as I mentioned already, is multiple sole proprietors banding together. Well, that is actually they're forming a company in so doing, and they need insurance for that entity that they've created, and there generally isn't that right coverages for everybody that's working on the job site.
Oh, brother, I'm wondering if I even can...
Well, what you need to do is just ask, and then you see, ask for proof. Proof of compensation insurance that the men working are covered, and then proof of liability insurance that they have the right levels of liability coverage.
Compensation insurance and proof of liability.
Right, and then the certificate will show you the levels and show you the coverage, and then you'll know that you've got the right coverages in place.
Say liability, you have to see the word roofing, for instance.
Okay, well, that's another good point. I'm glad you mentioned that. If you're hiring someone to roof your house, the certificate needs to declare that the contractor is insured for roofing, specifically. Because if it's not mentioned and, God forbid, an injury ensues, there could be liability that falls onto your lap based on the extent of the individual's injury.
So if you don't see that detailed wording, don't hire them.
Well, that's just it. You know, there's a lot of variation, in especially within the roofing industry, and we had a discussion a couple weeks ago with the gentleman from the Home Improvement Council about this, that, you know, the liability you buy by not hiring a contractor with the right roofing insurance is enormous. So you want to make sure that the roofing contractor has coverage for roofing.
Dominic, I got one more question to ask you. Did you say Home Improvement Council?
Yes, the Home Improvement Council is an organization of Western New York home improvement contractors.
Follow the same rules that you follow.
Exactly. You have to follow the rules to be a member of the council.
Are you on the website?
Yes.
HomeImprovementCouncil.com?
You can Google Western New York, Buffalo. I would say Western New York Home Improvement Council. I don't know exactly what the website is.
But it's Western New York Home Improvement Council.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
All right, Ed. Thanks for the call. Good questions. So that whole point that Ed brought up about insurance, did you get into that analysis on your choice, Robert?
Yeah. Actually, when I was doing the quotations, I wanted to make sure that I had copies of the insurance contracts by all the ones that I ultimately decided that I narrowed it down to. I also confirmed with the town. Too, because they have to be licensed within the town to do the work.
Those steps that you just outlined are typically what homeowners do not do. They don't bother looking to that level.
Yeah, I was very conscious about doing that because I wanted to also talk to the town, you know, the building permits people, just to get a feel for the contractors.
That's a great idea because, yeah. You know, if you walk into the counter and you say, so what do you think of Cortez? And the guy shrugged his shoulders, you might say, well, what's that about, right? Well, conversely, if they say, wow, they're great, you know, they show up, they perform, their inspections are on time, well, that tells you a lot, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and that's exactly what I did. I found the people at the town were very helpful at the counter. Shy of, you know, making endorsements, if you will, they were very factual in what they shared with me, as well as the inspectors. All the inspectors were very helpful in making sure that I was comfortable with every time they came on site, answered my questions as well as those of the project manager.
Relating to that area of discussion, a lot of times a contractor will say to a homeowner who's trying to save money, well, a way for us to save money is to not get a permit. And therefore, we won't need to follow code and we won't need to get inspections. And that is such a can of worms, I can't begin to tell you how bad the consequences could be from that.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the things that would be a glaring red flag for
exactly.
me. Is that whenever I always asked about the permits and the code and whether the contractor has done work in a particular town, a lot of times they would try to sweet talk their way through it, saying, oh, you know, they're just trying to make money,
exactly.
And it just adds cost. Well, they're there to protect you.
Exactly right.
So
codes are written for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. So doing the code, following to code is critical. Having the permits and inspection is critical.
As it relates to the code discussion, there's another thing that's important to remember with following code. You are then ensuring the value of what you've invested in your home because it's been certified.
Yeah. Absolutely. One of the things in the back of my mind was every homeowner thinks about, you know, at that point in time in the future of selling their home, even though it may not be immediate. But my thought was I could produce permits for everything that was done to the house, as well as show who worked on the house. And so when they saw that, oh, it was a reputable company, and also there were permits pulled and everything. While they may investigate that on their own, it, again, was a statement of confidence.
Right. You know, there's no real formal rules that govern our industry. And so, therefore, you'll have all these categories of different kinds and makeup of contractors. You mentioned you've got the mom and pop, the small guy who, hey, he may be a good craftsman and all, but he may not be a good businessman. He may not know how to execute the business side of the equation. He may not be good at returning the phone calls because he's busy on a job. You know, then you have the step up from that, a guy who's running maybe with a small operation, a small crew. You know, he may be spreading himself too thin and trying to run too many jobs at the same time. You know, so all these categories of contractors, they may have the right insurance and all of that, but the service level may be different as to what you're going to get back from them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've gone through that process too. I've learned my lessons. And, you know, what was great about the project that we had done with Cortez was I was encouraged to keep a rolling log of what was done during the week and questions. So I would, you know, after the work was done daily or weekly or whenever an appreciable amount of work was done, I would go through it myself, take a lot of photographs, because actually the photographs were good to help in the communication of what my questions were, mm-hmm. or just show, you know, what I thought.
The visual.
Yeah, the visual helped convey what my thought was a little bit better, as well as it was good to get the feedback, mm-hmm. as well as, yes, the process is this, and that will be, you know, taken care of.
Exactly, down the road.
Yeah.
You're maybe ahead of the curve a little on the question.
Exactly, and I'm not an expert, but it's just a question, and that's that dance piece, is that, okay,
right.
I get it.
Right.
Again, the homeowner, myself, I'm not an expert, but I'm knowledgeable enough to ask a question that something comes up that I'm questioning, but I got a satisfactory answer.
There was always sincerity in your questions. You know, there wasn't an underlying current of, you know, trying to get something for nothing kind of thing, you know, which happens sometimes with homeowners. The log that you mentioned is something we created called the Daily Diary, and it's a great tool that we've implemented where we keep track of the job on a daily basis so that things don't accumulate.
Yeah, and it worked very well because nothing gets lost. You have a rolling punch list, and mm-hmm. you know, two things I want to say is, one is that it also helps the contractor, if you will, because sometimes after the fact, you know, when something's covered up, trying to recall what's behind it, even if it's not something that the contractor did, it was existing previously, you can, you know, help communicate that and work together. The second piece is just that it is a good way for you personally in the future when you do something to remember what's behind, the wall when you want to hang something or do something.
Very, very good idea, having a photo journal like that. 803-0930, we're speaking with Robert Tom about his experience with Cortez Construction, and we're mixing in your questions this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. Well, each and every Saturday morning at this time, we look forward to a phone call from a good friend. It's Peter Gordon from Indoor Professionals. And we're talking about dealing with a contractor. And I can tell you, folks, dealing with this contractor will give you top-notch results. They're very thorough. They're very complete. And their process is really the essence of it. The patented column duct cleaning head. Yep, that's a nozzle on the tip of a hose attached to a compressor that blasts all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork and assuredly gets it all out so you can breathe clean indoor air, along with the medical-grade air purifier and the high-capacity dehumidifiers. They've got you covered for all your breathing needs. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yes, you know, it's that time of year where we experience what's known as biofilm. A lot of people get feel ill because they think, you know, they're coming in from high 80s or 90s and humid and into a nice cool air condition, and people say, oh, I don't like the air conditioning, I get stuffy. But what it is it's the moisture from the cooling coils going into the ductwork, which has your 50 million dead skin cells per person per day, creating that fur in there. So now you've created mold in the dark recesses.
That's right.
Ductwork, and you get that out and you're healthier.
683-3000, get ready to dial. Peter's extra special Hammer Time Radio only discounts are...
Okay, so first of all, there's 54,000 repeat customers. Some have been more than 3 to 5 years, so I'm really inviting those people in for unmentionable discounts. But if you're a first-timer on duct cleaning, you still get the anywhere from 90 to 150 off, depending on the size and age of your home.
Mm-hmm.
And then the medical-grade air purifiers, the portables that cover 1,200 square feet, is 300 off.
Okay.
Whole house medical-grade air purifier that hooks on your furnace, 500 off.
Wow.
Lastly, the April Air high-capacity dehumidifier, we can still do at $250 off.
Well, you really need those right now, and you can get them with a discount. 683-3000. Call Peter right now. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier with Indoor Air Professionals. For every breath you take.
Gold prices have been hovering at record highs since early this year, and now is a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelers. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins in their clean and comfortable setting. Take it to Tag Jewelers, 936 Dick Road, just off of 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
We design, engineer, and install more windows in New York than anyone else. Superior quality, skilled craftsmanship, handcrafted to last. At Comfort, it's what we've been doing for over 40 years. Our windows can take the heat and take a beating from winter's worst. We'll improve your home with windows made in New York that are New York tough. There's only one home improvement company in upstate New York to have won 5 Torch Awards for ethics. Only one with an experienced team of Comfort-employed installers. Only one you should trust with your home.
We're the one, the only window company that brings you single-source satisfaction. We measure, we manufacture, we install, and Comfort guarantees it.
Act now on these sizzling summer savings. Get 0% financing till 2028, or take 10% off your total project. Visit comfortwindows.com and schedule your free estimate today. For qualified buyers, see store for details.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my good friends at NOCO. You know, they saved me from a lot of trepidation over what was going on with my AC. Every year, it would lose its coolant, and no one could figure out why. Until they came along and they told me, guess what, Dominic? There's a defect in your condenser. Yep, and guess what? It's covered. And they took care of that for me. So I'm very happy to have NOCO Heating and Cooling in our family now. Hammer Time Radio listeners, listen up. Right now, NOCO is offering a deal to keep you cool all summer long. You'll receive a $300 discount off your AC installation with no interest for 5 years. Can you believe that? Not only do you get a $300 discount, you will have no interest for 5 years. And if you're just looking for a tune-up, they've got a hookup for you there as well. Their experienced and trusted technicians will perform an AC tune-up for just $99. Give them a call right now. Tell them Dominic sent you. 902-6414. 902-6414. You'll call them. You'll get a free estimate. You go to noco.com/heatingandcooling. NOCO, providing healthier air quality since 1933, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:52 is Hammer Time here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez. My guest in studio is Robert Tom. Robert, a customer of our company, and we're talking about the process that he went through for the renovations of his home in Amherst. And we worked in Amherst, so that's an important element to our discussion about, you know, the quality of the town inspection process. And in Amherst, it's top-notch.
Absolutely. The inspectors who came on site were very knowledgeable, very friendly, and very helpful.
A texter is writing, how many different contractors did you interview before deciding on us?
In total, I spoke to 6 contractors. Ultimately,
that's quite a challenging task.
It is, but I would say that I got quotes from 3 ultimately, because the other 3 were the smaller contractors, and I dismissed them pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
One is that I realized that it was beyond their abilities. You know, the one person that was very ambitious, low rough estimate. I go, okay, I'm not confident here. One contractor bowed out, said that this would be too much, you know, for them, which I respected. And all these individuals came with quote-unquote good reputations of referrals. So ultimately, I focused on, I would say, the top-tier contractors in the area, the more reputable ones, if you will. And those three were the ones that I got into the interview process, which ultimately resulted in, you know, me picking Cortez.
I like that you're using the word interview, because I think that's often, you know, not the connotation a lot of people use in their mindset as to how they should make the decision, because it really does come down to that. Is it's almost like we're, you know, being hired for a job, you know, as a career, where the interview really is what it's how it should be spelled out, how that relationship's going to be spelled out. And I really think that's the essence of choosing the right contractor, is the interview process.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a partnership, and you have to look at it that way. And it's an investment, so you want to make sure that you're putting your home in a trustworthy hands.
One thing we didn't touch on yet, and that is your job needed stamped architectural drawings. And so that's another whole element of how does that get put together. The architect needs to be brought into the mix. The homeowner typically is the owner of those plans. So really that would be the benchmark. The design would be established on those architectural drawings, and then the bidding would occur based on that design.
Yeah, I spent a fair amount of time working with the architect, you know, as an engineer, again, by training. That was kind of like my wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So I made sure that it was detailed well, because, you know, one, you have to get it approved, and two, that is a key piece of communication with the contractor that you hire, to be very clear on what the expectations were, and for you to understand as a homeowner, you know, how different codes were being satisfied.
A texter's writing, sounds like one big infomercial today. Hardly. I take offense to that, because really what this is about is not an endorsement of our company, but more so an education on the process. And it's funny, because the same texter would probably write in to tell me how he was ripped off at one point along the way, right? And how this is really what it's about, is educating people on how not to get ripped off and how to learn and take the time to tear the process apart and look at it in steps.
It costs nothing to talk to a town inspector. It costs nothing to visit the counter. And I think it's great to be able to have that resource.
Yeah, exactly. Another text question, unrelated. How do you clean mold off the roof of a sunroom? If it's a metal roof, usually that would indicate that it's the low pitch may be causing the moisture to collect there, and it may be related to the lack of sunshine that it's getting. If it is a metal roof, it'd be easy to clean that with some bleach and water. So that would be exactly what I would do. Get up there and wipe it down with bleach and water, and keep your eye on it. Maybe some more sunlight might be appropriate too, to help prevent that from reoccurring. So we've had a pretty lively discussion with Robert Tom on the whole topic of shopping for a contractor. Any other advice you want to give before we end the show?
When you go through any big project, one thing that I always encourage and what I did was make sure that I used everything that I had built.
Oh,
I mean, there was, a full bath, and it was actually not our main bathroom, but it was a full bath. So I made sure that I used it and not just let it sit there, because I wanted to make sure everything worked, and everything worked year round, because you just don't know what happens, you know, across the four seasons. So I would say
it's a really good point.
Yeah, that's key.
Because I remember in your case, we had the issue of the heat runs being somewhat difficult because of the location of the furnace.
Yeah, and it brings up a point, is that, again, I think the reality was my furnace was a little undersized. Again, it was sized for the house before the addition. And that's things that you need to take into account, but also be fair with the contractor, recognizing that there was an existing condition that couldn't necessarily be rectified by what was done later, that you have to take some ownership. And that's where that dance comes in.
There you go. Well, Robert, thank you for spending the time with us.
Thanks, Dominic.
It was really great. And keep in touch.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, it's Dominic Cortez here, and I have the most effective way for you to fix your concrete slabs without having to do it yourself. Call A1 Concrete Leveling. A1 uses hydraulic pressure injection to raise your concrete without replacing it. There are no chemicals, and you don't have to worry about color match. And you can use the concrete instantaneously. And the best part is the cost. you'll save 50 to 70% when you choose A1 concrete leveling over replacement. I couldn't be happier with the work they did at my house. So give A1 a call at 341-4550. 341-4550. You'll get a free estimate. Learn more at a1concretebuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up. Next week, we'll be back with more of Hammer Time Radio. And next Friday and Saturday, folks, I got to tell you about an event in Clarence, the Hollow Fest Bands and Beer. It's the 15th and 16th. It starts at 4 o'clock. It goes to 11. We've got bands. We've got beer. We've got food. And that's next Friday, next Saturday, in the Clarence Town Park on Main Street in Clarence, the Hollow Fest Bands and Beer. All the great bands will be there, and we'll have a fun night of music and food and beer. So mark your calendar for next Friday and Saturday, the 15th and 16th, and come out and see us at the Hollow Fest Bands and Beer. Have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
An Odyssey station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.